You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hope you're ready for a fun weekend. It's supposed to be in the 40s all weekend.
Oh, good.
I think so. That's, you know, we'll take that. Did you see that story out of the great state of Texas? There was a plumber down there who mentioned that he had, in a 24-hour period, he had 2,200 phone calls about bursting pipes.
I was thinking about that. We're seeing all these videos of pipes breaking. Like, it's going to be a boom for plumbers.
So that was almost 100 calls per hour for his business.
You can't keep up.
Whoa.
You want to, though. That's good work.
Man, it's good. Good business.
I know. Yeah.
Remember we did a sub... those of you on hold for Rattle Off, don't go away. But do you remember we did a segment one time on people whose jobs relied on the misery of others?
On tragedy, basically, yes.
Yeah, so if somebody else is dealing with something that's, you know, with misery, then you make money. And plumbers are one.
Roofers with hailstorms.
Yeah,
the dent repair places when you crash your car.
Car repair places.
That's how they make their money.
They make money off of misery. And
hey,
I'm not saying there's anything wrong. It's not.
They're providing a service that you will need.
Not condemning. I'm just saying. Nope. I just wonder if you, like, our job is based on joy.
Right.
Really. Right.
Right.
I mean, we try to make people have a joyous morning.
Yep.
Have fun. But man, that plumber. All right. Back to the game.
All right.
Screwball Spirits sponsors this game of Rattle Off. And here's Natasha, who's going to play. Natasha, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going well. What do you do for a living? And we can see if you make money off of people's misery, too.
Well, kind of. I work at a car dealership.
No, that's the other end of it. That's a moment of... I mean, there's some misery and pain when you have to, like, pay for it.
Sure, but at the end result, you get a cool new car, you know?
It's joyous when they... Yeah.
When it's done, it's joy. Yes.
Yeah. It's good in the end. I do the marketing, so...
All right.
Pretty well off.
So what kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Prius.
Okay.
All right, good.
Very good. You ready to play some Rattle Off with your boys?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, let's play this game. Now, these can be real or they can be fictional, okay? Real or fictional. We're looking for five famous doctors. Doctors also make money off of people's misery,
sure
don't
do.
They?
Yeah.
Five famous doctors, real or fictional. Ready and go.
Okay, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Strange, Dr. Who, Dr. Pimple Popper, Dr. Oh, God.
Oh, I was waiting for a Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Oz.
Dr. Seuss. Oh, no. Okay.
You did really well, though. You even mixed
so
in
close.
A pimple popper.
I know. That was impressive.
Jeremy used to turn that show on in the studios. He goes, hey, I want to watch Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah, we used to have it on here in the studio until Dom
like,
said
stop
no.
That.
Dom was like, stop it.
Oh, you were a good player, though, Natasha. Have a fun weekend, okay?
That's okay. You guys too, thanks.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, bye-bye. And there she goes. Hey, Reese, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Morning.
Does your job depend on people's misery?
Lately it has. I work for a travel company, but hopefully they're getting away more soon these days.
Yeah, but again, you're not
again,
making
no.
money off of people's misery. You're providing joy. So
Yep.
We hope so.
Yeah. Where's your favorite place to travel?
I love Cabo.
Cabo.
Cabo. Ooh.
Sounds nice. Sounds warm, doesn't it?
It is warm. Sounds
like unlimited drinks is what it sounds like in a beach.
Reese, you ready to play Rattle Off with us?
Let's do it.
All right. We want five movies that have robots. Five movies that include robots. Ready and go.
iRobot, WALL-E,
there's a bunch of Star Wars movies out there.
C-3PO, R2-D2, Terminator.
Terminator is a robot.
Cyborg,
Cyborg, we would have counted it.
Sure. And many more.
You mixed in Wally, though. I like that.
I know. Well done.
Reese, have a great day, okay?
You as well.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for being on the show. Look out. Here comes Katie. Hello, Katie.
Good morning. How's it going?
Oh, we're doing great. Swell. Wonder if we should do a segment on Monday about the jobs that are based on misery. Should we do that? Or is...
I could see that working right now.
Yeah. I mean, there is a ton, if you really think about it.
There's
like,
so many.
Funeral director, honestly. I mean, firefighter, yeah. Like...
I mean, if you're a snowplow driver, you're counting on misery.
Yeah, you are.
Right, because the roads have got to be really crappy and...
Although, is that one providing joy? The snowplow driver would be providing joy.
But they make their money off of misery. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know about that one.
See, this is why Monday is, I think, setting up that we're going to talk about it.
We might have to do this.
What's your job, Katie?
I work at Children's Hospital, so I like to think that we make bad things a little more joyful.
Yes,
totally
you certainly do.
You're good humans there.
Man, I donate to Children's Hospital every year because I love what you guys do so much. So yeah. thank you for everything.
Yeah, thank
it's
you.
A great place.
And my gigantic 24,000-piece jigsaw puzzle is hanging on a wall at the Highlands Ranch location.
Sure is.
Ooh, awesome. Mm-hmm. I'll have to check that out.
Go check it out. Yeah, it's this giant, like, 14-foot-long, 5-foot-tall jigsaw puzzle that I put together with a bunch of friends. Jeremy put in a few pieces.
Like two, I think.
How long
two.
Did that
yeah, it's mounted on the wall down there.
It took a year or so, didn't it?
Well, it took longer than that, but it also sat for months at a time without any work being done on it. It's 24,000 pieces. For God's sakes.
Good night.
Katie, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. We were all excited with the rover landing yesterday, so I'm going to give you a space one. I'm going to give you a solar system one. I want, in 10 seconds, 5 planets that have moons. 5 planets with moons. There's a sneaky way for you to win this. Ready and go.
Earth, Pluto. Does that count? Saturn, Jupiter, Neptune.
I would always encourage people to keep going in case we ever say no to one.
Does Pluto have a moon?
Pluto has a couple of moons, okay. But here's the thing. Pluto is technically a dwarf planet, not a planet.
I know.
But,
this is for Pluto, though.
But... I didn't say planets couldn't include dwarf planets, and therefore, Katie is a winner!
Good job,
got
Katie.
It with a loophole.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Got it with a loophole.
Got the loophole in there.
Yeah, we were just thinking, if you just name
just do them all is what
planets,
I would have done.
Then it would have included.
I could have done that, but where's the fun in that?
Right. It's kind of cheating in a way, isn't it? All right, listen, Mr. Josh is going to tell you about your Mindbender book, Volume 3, that we will be mailing off to you, okay?
Awesome. Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Well, thank you for listening. Please stand by. Don't go anywhere. It was fun today.